It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
What a win for the Reds on Sunday afternoon at Great American Ballpark. With two outs in the bottom of the ninth, Jonathan India doubled on the 10th pitch he saw from Kyle Finnegan. That was followed by a Will Benson game-tying two-run homer, and then Christian Encarnacion Strand won it with a solo home run to left field. Reds beat the Washington Nationals 6-5, and it's time to get some final thoughts on this wild game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, there's a lot you can talk about in this game. You could talk about maybe some of the struggles of TJ Antone. Buck Farmer didn't look great. But the story of this game ends up being the Reds' resolve. It was the story time and time again. It's part of what made this team so entertaining to watch last year. And here they show it again in the first three games of this season. They had to battle back even though they weren't able to get the win yesterday. They were able to get over the hump with three in the ninth. What a comeback.
I thought that was tremendous. I'm speechless. I mean, two back-to-back home runs to overcome a two-run deficit with you had one pitch left and India doubles. You know what you need going into that inning, but in order to accomplish it, it's kind of mind-blowing. I mean, you needed some big blast there, and you got it. And I think for these young Reds, this is kind of how this season is going to be. We're going to see some kind of things, some mistakes that are made, and you think, well, that's kind of elementary. And then you're going to see some amazing, blow-your-mind kind of plays and pitches and swings of the bat like we saw here today.
You know what ends up kind of getting lost in all of this is the great job by Fernando Cruz out of the bullpen. He inherits a bases loaded, nobody out situation. That inning could have blown up on the Reds really easily. If it does, the Reds don't have a chance to win this game in the ninth inning. You don't know what you're going to get out of TJ Antone. He's coming back from his second Tommy John surgery, but Fernando Cruz bailed him out.
He did. I think Cruz right now is got things working. That split finger awfully good. His velocity is really nice with the fastball, and I think that separation between the two is allowing him to use those pitches to provide the strikeouts. But my goodness, what a way to get your first hit of the year, a game winner, and it was a laser shot, as you called it, out by Encarnacion Strand.
Unbelievable as the Reds come from behind to win it. 6-5, Reds winners over the Nationals. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds beat the Nationals Sunday afternoon 6-5, the final score, and now to the highlights. Right-hander Nick Martinez made his Reds debut on Sunday afternoon. He gave up a couple of two-out hits in the first inning, but got out of it without a run scoring. He pitched a 1-2-3 second. Martinez got Trey Limpscomb to ground out leading off the third inning, but then he made a mistake pitch to leadoff man C.J. Abrams.
And he lifts this one high and deep to right field, and it is 1-0 Nationals. That is a home run. It was a curveball right in the heart of the plate.
Jake Irvin made the start for Washington. He retired the first four batters he faced before Jake Fraley singled with one out in the second, but Elly De La Cruz hit into a double play to end the inning. Things changed in the bottom of the third. Irvin walked Spencer Steer and Nick Martini back-to-back to begin the inning. Tyler Stevenson then grounded out, but both runners moved up a base. Jonathan India then got a run home.
Chance to play RBI man here, and here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Abrams has it. He will throw in time. It will score the run, and we are now tied at one apiece.
Will Benson was next up, and he gave Cincinnati the lead.
To the plate. Ripped down the right field line. That's heading all the way into the corner. Benson on his horse, and he is getting it into second base. That's a double, and it's 2-1 Reds. That's what I'm talking about.
Cincinnati added to their lead in the fourth. With two outs, Elly De La Cruz tripled to the gap in right center field, and Spencer Steer got him in.
The pitch, and this one's lined into center field, a base hit. That'll score De La Cruz. Spencer Steer drives in his third run of the year. And it's 3-1 Reds on the RBI single.
Washington tied things up against Martinez in the top of the fifth. Garcia and Lipscomb both singled to begin the inning. C.J. Abrams laid down a perfect sacrifice bunt, moving both runners up a base. Lane Thompson then brought both runners home.
Pitch. And this ball's lined into left field. That's down in front of Steer. Base hit. One run home. Here comes the second run. The throw way up the line. Both will score, and this game's tied at 3 on the two-run single by Lane Thomas. His first hit of the year ties this game up.
Martinez worked his way out of the inning without another run scoring, and his day was over. 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs earned, a walk, 3 strikeouts, a home run, a hit batter, 90 pitches, 61 for strikes. Emilio Pagan pitched a perfect 6 for Cincinnati, but that wasn't the case for Buck Farmer in the top of the 7th. The first batter he faced in the inning was the rookie the Nationals just called up on Saturday after Nick Senzel broke his thumb. That would be Trey Lipscomb.
This ball lifted high into the air, right center field, long run, Benson. He's got a leap, and he did not get it. That is a home run for Trey Lipscomb. And boy, I really thought Benson was going to bring that one back.
The Reds had a real chance to tie the game in the bottom of the 7th. Tyler Stevenson singled to begin the inning, and Jonathan India walked. But Benson struck out, and Encarnacion Strand grounded into an inning-ending double play. T.J. Antone came on to pitch the top of the 8th, and he gave up a double and 2 walks to load the bases without getting anyone out. Fernando Cruz then took over and struck out the first batter he faced, but Lane Thomas hit a sac fly to center field, and it was 5-3 Washington. Hunter Harvey came on the pitch to bottom of the 8th for Washington. Jamer Candelario led off with a double to right center. He moved to third on a Jake Fraley ground out, but De La Cruz struck out and Spencer Steer grounded out to end the inning. Lucas Sims pitched a 1-2-3 ninth for Cincinnati, and he got some great help behind him by Ellie De La Cruz.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. And this ball's a broken bat flare into short center. De La Cruz goes out, reaches up, and makes a leaping catch.
What a play. Oh, my goodness. You got to be one big tall fella to catch that one.
He actually had to reach back behind him as he makes a miraculous catch in short center field on a broken bat flare that looked to be a sure base hit.
Kyle Finnegan came on to pitch the bottom of the 9th for Washington. He quickly retired the first 2 batters of the inning, but then Jonathan India doubled on the 10th pitch of his at-bat. That brought Will Benson back to the plate.
Finnegan delivers, and Benson swings. Fly ball pretty well hit to center. Robles back at the wall, looks up. It's gone! Will Benson has tied it up with a home run into the Reds' bullpen!
You have got to be kidding me. Oh, my goodness.
So all tied in the bottom of the 9th. Christian Encarnacion Strand steps to the plate. He was still looking for his first hit of the season, and he found it in a big, big way.
The 0-1. This ball's hammered to left. There it goes. Gone! Christian Encarnacion Strand's first hit of 2024 is a walk-off homer.
I just can't believe that.
Back-to-back jacks, Benson, CES, Reds win.
Boys got some fight in them, and they are showing it. Wow, how about that?
Here are the totals for this game. 4 Cincinnati, 6 runs on 14 hits, no errors, 7 left on base. 4 Washington, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They stranded 10. Sims the winner, 1-0. Finnegan the loser, 0-1. Home runs in the game. For Washington, Abrams number 1. For Cincinnati, Benson number 1. And CES number 1. 2 hours and 50 minutes, 13,590 on hand at Great American Ballpark. Time to hear from the star of this game, Christian Encarnacion Strand.
Yes, Will, is there a particular pitch you were looking for when you got up?
No. I was just trying to hit it hard.
You know, the first 3 games had been the best 3 games of your life.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, to get that moment to finish off this game, what was that like? What was going through your head?
Honestly, I was just trying to not do what I did the last 3 games. I was just trying to hit it hard. If I was going to get out, I was just hoping it came off the bat high.
Did you feel like before the at bat that you
Were you starting to press at all, or did you kind of change your approach at all for the last one to hit the?
I mean, I had an idea on what I wanted to do all the three games. I just wasn't executing, and I was able to execute on that last one.
Monday night, the Reds are in Philadelphia to begin a three-game series against the Phillies, weather permitting. It is supposed to rain all 3 days. They are on the East Coast. Left-hander Andrew Abbott goes to the mound in Game 1 against lefty Christopher Sanchez. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Sunday afternoon. The Reds knock off the Nationals 6-5. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.